Hey, all you Arizona lovers. This is the Finding Arizona podcast, episode number 171. I'm your host, Jose. Let's get into it. Miss Teresa Young. She is the owner and creator of True Connect app. And for those of you who don't know what True Connect app is, it is a way for you to connect to a salon, a barber, someone who will take care of your needs for your face, for your hair, anything that is involving all of this upper region. She is wanting for you guys to connect with the best individuals that qualify for your needs. So what it is, sign up, you build a profile, and then they will do their best to connect you guys with true specialists who can help you reach what you need. You need someone to come to you. You need to go someone who has more expertise in a certain type of hair. Anything that you can possibly think of, they try and make sure that you guys connect with them. So that being said, let's try and make sure that we all sign up for True Connect. It is very easy. It's available on Apple or Android. Download it. Tell Teresa you said hello. Tell her that I sent you, because she will love to hear from you guys. Let's just jump into a little bit of the business side. FindingArizonaPodcast.com is available for you guys to hear all our episodes, on top of which we put together a lovely blog and a lovely newsletter that is a weekly upcoming event, on top of which you get to see all the inside scoops on some things. And Brittany is working hard on that. So she told me to tell you guys that you have to go sign up. Now, I am a very nice person, and I will tell you very politely, please go sign up, because I love you guys. I think it's very fun. We work fun and we work hard on these things, and it's just a way for you guys to get stay connected with one another and the events in your community. Last but not least, patreon.com/findingarizonapodcast is where you will be able to go and catch our fine examination. What is fine examination, you ask? Well, it is an extra bonus content podcast that's only available at Patreon. And we ask 50 questions of every guest that comes in here, what they like, what they don't like, what they're into on Netflix, what they read. So if you want to know those questions from your favorite guests, you can go to patreon.com/findingarizonapodcast and you can sign up for that right away. So that being said, we do have a community cork board, and this is available for those of you who have an event in the community and you want to shout it out. This is your chance to send us a line and make sure that that happens. findingarizonapodcast@gmail.com. So first up, Love Affair. It is a nonprofit organization. Love is in the bag. They're putting on a Valentine's Day because of their name. Think about it. Love is in the bag. And they're putting this Valentine's Day dinner on at the Valley Hotel Valley Ho. It is February 16th, 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. All tickets are available at Eventbrite, so go check that out. Secondly, Phoenix Flea is coming up, guys. March 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We do this every year. We go out, we have a live recording, we see a bunch of friends who know us and they love talking to us. It's so much fun. If you haven't seen the video, it is available over at Phoenix Flea, because she knows us. She knows that what we're trying to do is something to bring together the community, and she enjoys that. So that being said, go to Phoenix Flea, go shop local, support the community, support all the entrepreneurs around here. That is going to be March 2nd, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you don't know where the Phoenix Flea takes place, it is near Chase Field, downtown. I forget what it is. It is the historic district right behind the Science Center. So that being said, I hope to see you there. And then next up is Phoenix Night Market. This is going to be fun. The owner of Snow is a friend of ours. Tony, shout out to you, man. April 20th and 21st from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. They are putting on what I'm going to say is the best Asian culture night market. If you don't know what it is, go Google it. Los Angeles puts on one in, I think, Chinatown or Koreatown. It's just really big and fantastic. There's all of these foods that you can possibly, it's just wonderful. And Tony is a wonderful individual. He is creative, smart, and he's fun. And all the people who are on his team are just the same way. I have worked with them for an event before. Everything went without a hitch. It was so much fun to work with all of them. I encourage you guys, go check this out. If you just want to experience the food and just experience just being there, it is incredible. I think that this event is going to be the biggest and his favorite of all time. So shout out to Tony. Shout out to the Phoenix Night Market 2019. That's April 20th, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. and the 21st, same time, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Go check it out, guys. That is the Community Corkboard. That is the end of this intro. We're going to jump into it. Episode number 171, True Connect with Miss Teresa Young.
Indeed. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Jose. As always, we are bringing in special guests. Today is no different. We have two people in here, one of them mother, one of them daughter, but both are just really wonderful individuals. We are sitting down with True Connect, and more importantly, we're sitting down with the founder, Teresa. How are you doing?
Woohoo! I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So today we're going to be talking about True Connect, and first thing I ask everyone, tell us a little bit about how you got to this moment right here.
Wow. Well,
give us the highlighted version.
The highlighted version. Perfect. So I've been a hairstylist for 24 years. Wow. And about 5 years ago, I decided I wanted to figure out how to brand myself in the digital space. And what did the social media game look like for me that everybody else I felt like was playing so well, and mm-hmm. I didn't, you know, have any knowledge doing that. So yeah. This is a funny story. I literally posted an ad on Facebook and I said that, I was me and my team, which was just me, but I said, me and my team are currently looking for somebody to run our social media. And for a few weeks I heard crickets and that was really sad. And then, Chelsea Sutton reached out to me from AZ Consultant.
Yeah.
And, you know, her and I started doing some meetings and then she started teaching me about how to kind of create a brand online and how to actually cross promote with people and tag people and how to best use hashtags. And so that was really fun. And then
you got a crash course.
Crash course, yeah. Yep. And then she introduced me to Matt Gosman from HDF Magazine. And then Matt helped me build a website. And he taught me a lot of his knowledge. And we did a lot of meetings with that. And about 2.5 years in, I really wasn't, my whole goal was, you know, really to gain more clients and the specialty services that I offered, which were at the time and still are hair extensions. And so I just wasn't seeing it pulling in a lot of clients and I was very frustrated. And so about 2.5 years in, I was frustrated, went home. I literally went home to take a nap because I was super tired and exhausted and to ice my neck. I love to say that, but I literally had been icing my neck. And I was like, why isn't there like a match.com to find my ideal client? Because there's everything else. There's an app that brings you food and there's an app to find a babysitter and there's an app to find a dog sitter and there's, you know, that for everything, but there's nothing for how to find a hairstylist.
Yeah.
Or for hairstylists who aren't super tech savvy to find new clients. And, you know, when you're busy working and you have family, it's hard to find the time to get out and network and market yourselves. And so, you know, this just seemed like a simple solution. So I got on the phone and I called Matt and I was like, Matt, I have an idea. I think I want to create a match.com for hairstylists to find their ideal clients. And so Matt was like, well, that's really great and all, but it's going to take a lot of time and it's probably already been created and it's going to cost a lot of money and, you know, you have to do all this research. And he continued to put just about every roadblock or hurdle in front of me that he could. Yeah. And one thing you have to know about my personality is if you tell me I can't do something, I will do it. I just have always been driven like that. So every hurdle he put in front of me, I literally would jump over and jump over and jump over. And it was like baby steps to get to where I am. And I realized, you know, the app hadn't been developed. And so I just started to research, you know, what does that look like? Like, how do I do that?
That's amazing. Now, when you said that it wasn't being developed or anything like that, how did you find out that there was no other app for hairstylists that you were trying to create?
Yeah, so currently I feel like there is a lot of business directories for hairstylists, and that's what people currently search for. Things like StyleSeat, which is still, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's a business directory. You can type in Scottsdale, but there's still a gazillion hairstylists that come up, and then you need to spend hours searching for the one that you want to go to. And then there's Yelp, and then there's Thumbtack has a few hair stylists on it. And there's a few online schedulers that hair stylists use, and you can actually find their, you know, services through that. But no, there just isn't anything that really simplifies it in order to save the client time and money, you know, because it can take hours searching Instagram or, you know, searching hashtags to find a hairstylist.
That's so, now that I think about it, that's so true. It's like there's all of these other entities that have developed themselves into these platforms that are search based on everything that you could possibly, it's such a wide variety of things where sometimes if you're looking for specificity, that the algorithm will shoot out more than, on top of which it's people signing up for that specific platform on, there's so many criteria to it. So there's really nothing overall encompassing to the focus of one particular search that you're looking for.
Right? Yeah. And it's everybody has hair.
Exactly.
One grows hair, whether you like it or not.
And
it's
that
your choice to do it or not.
And that is the sultry voice. Why don't you introduce yourself so that everyone knows, can tell.
Yeah, my name is Tressa. Sorry, I'd like to chime in whenever.
Yeah, of course, Tressa. Of course.
I am the daughter of the master of Behind True Connect. And I love, love, love sharing my time and space with her because this is amazing. Literally, like if you get True Connect in your hands, download it, use it, all that.
Have fun with it.
Yeah, tell your friends.
Absolutely. And so you've done this going back 2 years, and I want to know, after you made that phone call, what was your kind of first step into doing this? Like, what was the first big hurdle you leaped over?
Wow, well, actually, what I did was secured the name.
Oh, very cool. Let's talk about the name. How did you come up with it?
So, I don't know. I just always felt like I had a connection with my clients, and I feel like deep in my soul, I love to connect good people with good people.
Yeah.
And as a hairstylist, I did that all day. I was always connecting good people with good people. I mean, I'd be like, well, you need to get your teeth cleaned. I think, you know, because of who you are, you would really love this dentist, or you would really love that mechanic. And I always tried to match people's personalities with a service provider.
Yeah.
That's always kind of the basis of what I would do. And I had a lot of clients that would move, you know, here and need to find new service providers. So I felt like I was a good resource for them in that way. And so I just felt like, you know, you should have a true connection with your service provider.
Absolutely.
Because a service provider can have any type of degree, but it's the connection and them understanding your life and your lifestyle that really makes that business relationship.
And some, and on a very kind of a superficial level, but it's like, I want someone who can chat with me. I like, that's my style. I conversate and try
that commonalities.
Yeah, that commonalities. And like, I'd love to learn more about the people that I service or do service with. And because we love having these dialogues back and forth, I need to talk to someone who relatively gets me in a sense of communication wise, but also on top of that, I just like having shooting the shit almost in the sense of like talking and
you're vibing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the pass or vibe.
And it's just really, it's for me, I totally agree with you that services should also learn how to, you know, connect with their clientele on a personal level to try and understand their style and their creativity and just really push for the best customer service that they can strive for.
Yeah, definitely. So that was really a big part that played into me naming it because you have to have a true connection with your service providers.
Yeah.
And I really contemplated, like, do I want to put the word link or connect into the name? And I couldn't decide. And so I just took the K from link and put it on connect. And I was like, perfect, TK, that's short for the name. And we'll call it True Connect. And it was available on every platform and as a website name. So I went ahead and secured it. And I thought, I don't know what I'm ever going to do with this, but I have the name and I own every single platform that name.
That's good.
So, I went ahead and did that. And to be honest with you, the more I thought about developing this app, I couldn't stop but thinking, you know, this could really be good for all service industries, service providing industries globally for naturopaths and real estate agents. And when I start to tell people the concept, they instantly say, are you going to have this for bankers? Are you going to do this for naturopaths? Are you going to do this? Because the hardest part of moving is finding, you know, that somebody person. I can connect with, somebody that really gets me in my life, and a family counselor. You know, you need to have those commonalities. So
it makes change a little bit easier.
That is really a beautiful way of putting it. It makes change a little bit easier because, like you said, if you were moving from one city to another, if you're in some place new, finding connection can be the scariest thing. Mm-hmm. You're putting yourself out there, and not always all the time are you going to hit a home run. And so it's like, that's the scariest thing for people is making the attempt. And a little bit, finding some commonality makes that attempt a little bit easier.
Right. That makes you individually feel more comfortable, whether it's somebody speaks the same language as you, or maybe they're similar ethnicities, or maybe you're looking for somebody that's the same religion, because that's, you know, what you miss in your old hairstylist or doctor or whatever. So I definitely am excited to see where the app, you know,
It
grows into. I just love being able to bring, relationship back to business in the digital space.
Yeah.
Because I feel like so much now that takes place is missing the relationship aspect with just it's business directories. Mm-hmm. You're either connected to a job or a bid, but never really human to human.
Yeah.
And that's why I took the best attributes from dating websites and business directories, combined them together to make True Connect. There's the name.
I thoroughly enjoy it. And you are someone who I think is going to be a wonderful business owner, because your personality is just something that bleeds right through. And I can definitely tell that you have a passion, a deep-rooted passion for this as much as I do, because that's essentially what this podcast is that we're trying to connect business owners with the listeners that want to listen to us, who have a yearning for local businesses throughout what we call ourselves Arizona. And I felt like a lot of the times you can Google someone's business and you'll just get the surface level, you'll just get the about me page, and it just wasn't enough for me. And so that's a lot of the reasons why I keep continuing to do this, is because it's really an opportunity to help understand the individual as a whole. And for me, if I'm knowing you on a personal level, I'm more willing to open up my wallet and say, hey, I'm going to help this, or I'm going to take this service, or I'm helping.
Create more opportunities for both sides of the party.
Like, absolutely. Crazy. And it's just as simple as a conversation recorded for an hour. And I solely believe that 1 hour mark is like the pivotal point, because, you know, you don't want to go overboard. Like I've listened to Joe Rogan 3 hours long podcast, but at the end of the day, I'm overwhelmed with like, they have a lot of lulls. They have a lot of things that they go tearing off on. But at the same time, I think I've connected solely a lot of the times over that 1 hour period, because you open up, you get to talk about the business, but you also get to understand the individual a little bit more.
And definitely. It's just supporting incredible. Local business is so amazing. And then bringing that relationship aspect to it, which is what you guys do, expose who's the owner behind the name.
Yeah, exactly.
Because in the digital space, like you guys said, you don't really know. It just touches the surface. Mm-hmm.
So speaking of which, who is the owner? I want to learn a little bit more about yourself. So we talked a little bit off air about, you know, you have a fairly large family. You have like how many kids?
And
five kids. Wow.
Five, and I'm 42.
Oh, mama five, business owner. Like, so tell us a little bit about like, what was the scariest part for your family about jumping into this business, and about, you know, taking on something so new and so unordinary, because it's not every day that your parent says to you, I'm going to build an app.
Exactly, yeah. Oh yeah. Well, my kids were like, mom, that's cool. Normally you can do that overnight.
The kid coming to the mom, I want to build an app. And the mom's like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? What is it? Yeah, exactly.
Okay, hold on.
So this is cool, actually, for us kids to see her go through this.
Oh,
we're learning too as she goes. And it's actually, it's creating so many opportunities for us, because the world is moving into digital space, whether we like it or not.
Yep.
And so like to utilize everything that she's taught us is just awesome. It's really cool to live through it.
So I have my oldest child here. She's 22 years old with me today. I was pregnant at 19 and had a baby at 20, 2 weeks after I turned 20. And so she's basically grown up with me. And I'm going to have her tell you what I was like 5 years ago Ooh. In front of technology.
Oh my goodness.
Tell them I'm what gonna, I was like 5 years
let me,
ago.
Let me rotate this microphone ahead, a little bit.
What did I do when I sat down with the computer?
Okay, so she would be like, here's a little glimpse of what my life was like 5 years ago.
Oh boy.
Hey mom, can you help me do this PowerPoint for my freshman tutorial for English class? Anything, literally anything. Anything, computer. What are you talking about? You're going to have to go see a tutor. Let's see who's available after school. Or I can call someone. One of my clients knows so-and-so that we can get so-and-so to do this for you. That's exactly how my life was like.
Got to hand it off to you. It's okay, though.
Fast forward 5 more years. I'm asking her now how to do things.
Oh, very cool.
So
yes.
It's really cool. It's been awesome, 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 awesome.
I actually got an iPhone because I had no idea how to work a phone. And so I was... literally just hand it to my kids because they had iPhones. I was like, here, I got an iPhone because they had iPhones and I knew they could fix any problem I had.
It's true. She was so Samsung, so Android, so everything, which is totally fine. I have nothing against, but we all had iPhones, so it was easier for us to learn with each other. And so she did that, and then that just, rocketed off. It was just
awesome.
Like, and so now, my kids actually ask me how to do things.
Very cool, yeah.
And even my husband, he's like, I cannot believe I'm asking you how to do this. This is ridiculous. Because 5 years ago, I was like, oh, I hate computers. I hate everything about them. When it freezes or the printer doesn't work, I don't know what to do. And so I guess I tell you guys that story to let you know that, I am what I used to label myself as 5 years ago was an uneducated hairstylist who knows nothing about technology. I would actually be embarrassed when people would say, what do you do for a career? I was like, oh, I'm just a dumb hairstylist because I didn't have an education. You know, I went to beauty school. I was pregnant. I had a baby 2 weeks after I graduated beauty school. And so I have always done hair and I've always felt like I'm just a hairstylist. And I, you know, would play jokes about it. Like, oh, I have the most important job in the room. I cut everybody's hair, you know, or whatever it was. So I just felt like going out there and wanting to create an app and knowing nothing about technology, but knowing the one thing that I knew is that I never stop. I'm very persistent to a fault.
As am I.
If somebody tells me no, I will do it. And so I took everything of my personality and I just literally thought, I don't know how to do this, but I'm going to find people that can. Yeah. And I'm going to be the visionary. And so I kept that in mind. And just started telling people, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
And so the funny story that I tell people is building an app for me felt like somebody dropped me off in New York with a map of a picture of Disneyland. And they said, okay, here's the goal. We put you in New York and you have to find California and go to Disneyland. And you have to ask people all along the way how to get there, but there's no street signs. And so literally felt like I was dropped in New York, had to find my way to LA to go to Disneyland and there's no street signs. And so people were like, oh, maybe you should try this way or that way or go that way. And it was like the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. It was crazy, but I did it. And with every wrong turn, I found the right turn. And with every dead end, I found something better. And so, and I learned from every mistake and I just continued to build and build and build on that still to this day.
Nice.
That's why I like to share with people that I'm happy to share, you know,
success
my knowledge
story
with anybody because I've paid the price and I've done a lot of mistakes, but I've done a lot of really amazing things from those mistakes. And so anybody can do anything if your heart's in it.
Absolutely.
And with that comes my passion because I know how long and how many years I've actually had to bleed to get where I am today.
Absolutely.
And when my app launched, I bawled like a baby. I was like, it's, oh my gosh, it's crazy. Everything oh my gosh. I made it to Disneyland. No, start riding the ride. It's really scary. The rides are scary.
Absolutely. And that's really incredible that you just it's such a wonderful way to put it that you, in turn, you found your route. You made all the wrong turns. You just went right through it and you were able to accomplish those tasks that help you push forward in this goal. And I have to say it's really great whenever I hear those stories because for myself as someone who's still continuing my journey and still trying to, shell out, podcasts and figure out, marketing and all the things in between, that it's really incredible when I get people in here that are like, look, I've messed up so much. And this is if I can do it, no, anyone can do it. And really, it's a testament to the willpower that you are as an individual, but it's also a testament to the people around you, you know, the incredible support that you have, you know, and your family and all of that, because I feel that anything that you do in life, you're never doing it alone. You're always having someone there next to you in one way or another, some sort of support. And it's really incredible to see your story and how far you've come. And it's just really great because you have this energy about you that you are, you know, you're powerful, you're striving, and you're making connections with individuals that are going to change their lives.
Yes, I can't wait to start hearing the stories that start coming out about how this changes people's careers and it changes people's lives. And I'm really looking forward to that because I think more than a paycheck, that will be something that will just fill me up for all the work that I've put in to actually see this start changing the world and really changing the world in the digital space and how we conduct business. You know, I'm just super thrilled about it, I guess. Don't get me wrong. I have days where I'm like, God, you want me to do what? I'm supposed to do what? Like, I'm actually creating marketing videos right now. And I was like, no. I don't know nothing about creating videos. Like, that's it. That's my limit. Like, I cannot do that. And so I've had to interview a lot of videographers and people to find how to market, make a video, but, you know, and I have this little like evil girl that sits on my shoulder and she's like, no, you're dumb. You're just a hairstylist. You don't know how to do this. What are you talking about? You can't go and meet with that. I mean, I've met with the most amazing people and I still have that little inner voice that's like, you're not good enough. You shouldn't be going to these meetings.
And I've adopted that.
No. And so I have to tell her, like, shut up.
Persistent to a fault as well. And if you tell me I can't do something, I will do it. And if not more. So
let me ask you this though, because now this is a good moment that I know that this is something that's passed down, but it's like, what do you tell yourself to help quiet that voice or help, you know, reassure that voice that you've got this? And how do you make that voice not overwhelm you?
Well, I think everybody has that voice. I'm sure you do too. I do. Starting a podcast. Maybe people are going to judge me. Who am I to interview people in the world? Like, how am I going to make a difference? So to me, I just learned to allow that to motivate me to be better, to be like, I'm going to do this, because every time you conquer something, as you know, and your job too, you feel more powerful and you're like more empowered, I should say, to go on and do something even greater or make that phone call or interview that specific person, or because I do those types of things as well. And guess what? I'm going to do a podcast. I don't even know how to hook up a microphone. But guys, when I start interviewing you on my podcast.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it's really great because I, you know, in all honesty, I like you, I was very afraid to like, no one's going to listen. This is not going to go anywhere. I'm going to do 8 of these or 10 of these and I'm going to call it quits or something like that. But as soon as I dived right in, I was figuring stuff out, like, you know, the audio stuff that we needed to edit. I just couldn't afford to give it to an editor. So I was like, geez, I'm going to have to learn how to do this on my own. So it's like I took the challenge on my own. I'm pretty okay with computers, but you know, I figured it out. I learned, and you know, we made mistakes.
Hey, I've been trying to get on your podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I've been trying. I have been keeping you guys in mind.
You are persistent. No, it's incredible.
I'd be like, okay, I'm ready. And then we had two failures to launch, which is kind of goes along with software development.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had set a couple of dates with you guys, but like, I'm going to get on their podcast. It's Finding Arizona. We're in Arizona.
Yes.
I want to be on their podcast. Like, and absolutely. Then I watched you guys and you guys have interviewed some hairstylists, like, hopefully.
Yeah.
How many stylists? Wanderlust.
Wanderlust.
Ashley Page.
Ashley Page. All of the people over at, what was that? Worked with Ashley.
You have Sparkle Bar?
We're in the process.
Oh, yeah.
Not yet.
They're awesome.
He did one more. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I'm blanking on it.
And then the Smart Blondes.
Smart Blondes were fun. They're so great.
I just met them
at you did?
Nicole Maiden's PR event.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. That's why. And Nicole is the best. We love, literally, Nicole has sent some people to us, and she's incredible. And we met her over at the No Tribe and stuff like that. And I mean, for someone to just care that much and she didn't know anything about us. She didn't need to send anyone our way, but she was like, you know what? You got something really cool here. I would love to send some individuals your way. And it was just, it was incredible to meet her and to actually get involved with the No Tribe. And let's talk a little bit about that and how that came about, because that's where we met, is at the No Tribe event. And so how'd you get involved with Sarah Bemkin?
So I know Sarah through Matt. And actually, I got asked a couple weeks ago, like, what do I do on my days that I'm actually at home working? And so I would say 5 years ago, I started like just connecting with people, like, you know, liking and commenting. And I made so many friends in the digital space. And then all of a sudden you start meeting those people in real life.
Yeah.
And she was somebody that Matt knew. And so I would see him like kind of interact with her. And I was like, oh, she's really cool. And then he would talk about her amazing business, which is like Metro's Other Woman that has, it's like a wife that comes into your house and does anything that you need. And I was like, I need a wife. I am
literally
a wife, but I need a wife. That's really cool. Like, how do I get a wife? And so started looking at her company. And then I just reached out to her and said, hey, I love what you're doing. I'd love to meet, you know, for coffee with you. And so her and I met a couple times, and then she did a couple speaking engagements locally down at Yes Phoenix Startup Week.
Oh yeah. So
went and watched her, and like, I didn't even really know her that well. And I was like, you got this girl.
So
we connected through that.
That's
and then
really
she
cool.
knew I was doing True Connect because she followed my story as well, and then asked me if I wanted to be featured in the notebook. And I was like, oh, are you kidding?
Gasp.
Oh, yes, sure. Oh my gosh. One of the top 100 female entrepreneurs.
Yeah. Absolutely.
In Phoenix. I was like, that's me.
We actually just gave a book yesterday to a YMCA representative who works with at-risk youth, and just, she was incredible individual. She's a former MMA fighter and stuff like that.
That's awesome.
And so her thing is she wants to connect with so many individuals because she feels that every person that she meets in some sort of fashion will be able to help her with these kids. And she believes that what she's doing is helping connect these kids to a better future. And if it means that she has to be the person to ask a favor or ask someone for help, and she's going to be that person. And so I was like, you know what? Take the
That's
book,
awesome.
Connect with all of these women, use them to your, however you want to use them. But it was just like, I needed to give her that book because it was just something that I felt was like, if anyone's going to get the best out of this book, it's going to be this individual. So it was really incredible because you're in there and I was like, we're going to, she literally flipped to the page and I was like, I'm going to interview her tomorrow.
So funny thing, like things change in business, right? I've already rebranded the entire app from that book. I look at it and I'm like, that's my old logo. Like, I need to update. But I went to the Emerald, you know, the Emerald, they just had their launch party and I attended that. And
someone's going to be in the book.
So that goes along with my story. So I was with the Sparkle Bar girls and we were talking with some other people, and these girls came up to us and they were like, oh, you guys were in the last notebook.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, we were in the first.
Yeah. Nice.
Not the last.
The first, first inaugural.
Yes, no, but like amazing.
That's really incredible.
I love Sarah. I love the tribe. I love what she's doing. Mm-hmm. I love, she's changing lives. It's literally, changing my life.
I agree. Mm-hmm. Have you been able to connect with anyone else in the book at all? Or was that just something, I'm just curious.
Nicole.
Okay. Yeah. Nicole. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the Sparkle Bar girls.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I was just really like, it's when I went over there.
And you guys.
Yeah. And us. And we literally saw just incredible individuals there. And I was just like, I don't know where even to start to like pass out cards or anything, because it was just a smorgasbord of like people left and right and like shaking hands. And I'm like,
Well, I loved your guys' card because it was a little square.
Oh, yeah. That's actually, that's a
woman showed me.
Uh-huh.
She was like, look.
And it was just after her. And I don't know what it was, but I was like, I got to get on my podcast.
Yeah. Bring this to my attention. I know it's special. So she was
Look.
The cards are actually pressed here in Chandler. They're a local group that we did on the podcast called Prickly Pear Paper.
Really?
And actually I think they did that Arizona press right there. You want to give that to them?
This one?
Yeah. It's really incredible. He's Mark is a graphic designer and he's really good at what he does, but they have this 100-year-old printing press that they've refurbished and now are using as part of their business, which is cards, birthday cards, all sorts of cards and other stuff, but they are really great at what they do.
I'll
so
find them on Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah, prickly pear paper.
Prickly pear paper, the 3-piece.
Yeah, prickly pear paper. Yeah, and so they're yeah, they're sweetest individual. Like we were like, we got to get business cards, but who do we use? I was like, let's do local, and we just finished up doing a podcast. I was like, let's ask them to see if they'll do it.
That'd be awesome.
And then they were like, yeah, we'll do it. And so I was like, okay, cool. And so the cards in themselves were like, were a very big surprise to me. I didn't think they were gonna be something that everyone loves or anything like that, but that's just been the walk away from a lot of people. It's like, dude, these cards are awesome.
Yeah, I actually went home and tried to duplicate them on Zazzle. I have little square hair extension cards.
Oh!
My hair extension business is called So Pretty Extensions. And so I was like, oh, so pretty. And like, I made the front and then put my information like that.
Oh, nice!
That card was super memorable. And I even did mine gray too.
Oh, very cool.
I don't have any with me or I would give you one, but I'll just go have them.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, good to know.
Is there anything that you have felt like has been just life-changing in the last couple of years, just besides the business? Has there anything that has also occupied your mind and occupied your time? Because I'm curious, because I know for a business owner, you get so involved in your business, but is there other things that you kind of like to do when you're not focused on it?
Yes. Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Is it life-changing or other things I like to do?
Anything, anything that is life-changing or focused on.
Life-changing would be my children are now my biggest supporters.
Oh, awesome.
And I find that they are like, Mom, we're so proud of you. Mom, I can't believe that. And I was just featured in Cynthia Sassy, Fabulous Arizona.
Oh, awesome. Yeah. Yes.
And so in there, I write about my son. He's 16 now. When he was 2, he had brain surgery, 2 of them.
Oh,
and
wow.
It really like changed who I am as a person. And so I talked about that in the article. And my son was like, Mom, I'm so excited because now I'm going to be famous with you. You talked about me and mentioned my name, and his name's Jackson Lucas.
Yes.
He's like, can you mention me tonight? Because I want to make sure that I rise with you.
Yeah.
And it's so funny to like have seen that transition in my family because I feel like I was always supporting them. Mm-hmm. Good job, good grade, good this, good that. And, you know, just Mom works her butt off and nobody praises her. And now I see my kids being super proud of me. And that's been a huge shift and change in my life. Like, there's nothing better than to watch your kids. Are you tearing up?
No.
Well, let's transition into, you know, your oldest is here. I want to ask you, for you, what has been kind of the, where do you think that pivot change took place at? Or where do you think that you, I mean, I know that you've always loved your mom and been proud of her, but do you think that there was a certain point where you guys started expressing it a little bit more or just kind of like turning it more of a expression of Mom, like loudly? Or,
you know, I think it we've always kind of been super excited to see each other or talk to each other about anything and that's going in our lives, but to really relate on like how the world is moving forward, internet based and like online based, and relating both, because I do makeup a little bit on the side too, and relating my work to her work and seeing what both good work we've done and like feeling powerful about it together, and like we can conquer things together, sharing tips and tricks, like, oh, this might help your story or this might help your story.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot. That's been a big thing. That's we've grown from that in our relationship, I think. And
that's
incredible. It's really cool. Yeah, to see both of us honestly learning together, but also watching her grow and rise. When you already think your mom's already rose and and grown and like finished. No, she's not done.
Not done. Just
she
started.
She's still growing.
So I have a joke. When I was a little girl, I don't know if any of you remember, but the underoos from like the 70s and early 80s. And I had Wonder Woman underoos. And so I would always run around the house in my Wonder Woman underoos.
Yeah.
And I love them. And I've always remembered that. And so my kids like joke with me about it. And as I've grown in this company, I thought, man, if I ever get an office, I'm going to have a Wonder Woman. And I'm not a huge fan of Wonder Woman, but I loved my underoos.
Yeah.
And so Wonder Woman to me in my mind is like somebody who is just literally unstoppable and continues to, you know, die and then be born again, die and then be born again, and then just be really super powerful. So I ordered Wonder Woman underoos online, 1976. They're still in the plastic from eBay. I won't tell you what I paid for them, but they will be framed in my office.
Yeah.
So my daughter broke out a sign for me last year and gave it to me. She bought it at a gift shop or something.
Yeah, I think it was Home Goods.
Oh, Home Goods. And it says, I'm not saying that I am Wonder Woman, but I am saying that you have never seen me and her in the same room.
Nice. That's really good. I like that
and
one.
It's on like a little board and it has like the, you know, like it's really cute, super, the font is super cute, like super trendy. How we all have those little signs in our room. Yeah.
It's like a
little, super cute. Yeah.
On a shelf or something.
Like it blends in with all the decorations. It's super cute.
Like, awesome. So I'm like Wonder Woman mom in her Wonder Woman underoos. My mother has actually bought me adult size Wonder Woman underoos because now it's a decadent joke that I'm like underneath it all. I'm Wonder Woman with five kids and I still do hair. And
wow. That's, I mean, I can tell you from my perspective, like, you know, my mom is going back to college and she's at ASU and she's taking online classes. So there's definitely a point where you think your parents have taught you everything that you've needed to know, but then you really underestimate them a little bit
for
some period of time. And then they do something to really change your perspective on it. And I have to say, like, my mom, for some reason, she loves to talk to me about school because I went to college and my dad didn't and my brother went for a little bit of period of time. So she connects to me a little bit more because she understands that I went through the same difficulties of like doing homework, having to work a job and doing all the other stuff alongside of it. But she's really taught me, like, doesn't matter what age you are, you can still learn something new. You can still take opportunity to change your life in some sort of fashion. And I know from my perspective that I've always loved my mother and been proud of her, but something about her striving through this, working hard, seeing her grind it out and really just understand herself has made me connect to her on a different level because I love seeing that from her. I love experiencing that from her because for me, it always kind of like
watching other people go through what you've already been through.
Exactly.
It's like so powerful.
Yeah.
It's so intriguing. And it just puts your guys' relationship on a whole nother level. It's
absolutely
crazy. Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of like a testament of like, you already know that you can do it. You've been through the ringer and it's like, you don't really compare yourself to your parents at all, but it's like, it's really something mentally flipped when you see them do the same thing that you are doing or you're trying, you already did.
Oh, yeah,
and it's just like, oh my goodness. Is that me?
It's like hard almost to grasp the concept, but it's so cool at the same time. You're like, is this really happening?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, it's so cool.
And as a mom, like, to me, that's the legacy I want to leave for my kids. I'll have a hard time not crying when I talk about this, but anybody that talks about leaving a legacy, I mean, so many people relate that to financial. Like, I'm going to leave a financial legacy for my kids. And I could care less if I leave my kids a dollar, to be honest with you. But if I leave them with the encouragement to, you're never too old, you never should quit, always better yourself. There's always opportunities that, you know, I've told my kids forever, like, you know, human beings are like cattle. We just get in line and follow the ass in front of us, and that gets you nowhere.
Yeah.
And so you can get out of the line because there's other ways to get up to the food. Like, don't have to stand and follow the ass in front of you. Like, you can literally make your own path. Just you have to take the courage to get out of the line. And so, which is super funny. I grew up on a farm. So I can remember the cows. They'll literally walk. They just follow each other. Like, that's how they know how to get there. And humans do the same thing. But yeah, that's always been my mission is to not, and I'm still not doing this to make millions of dollars. I'm doing something better every day to leave my kids that legacy. Because
it's really cool.
I feel like that gives me comfort. If I ever got cancer or I ever died, I wouldn't feel like I waited until I got cancer to give them a gift. But try to live every day. Like, if that's my last day, what would they take from me today? With, you know, so
even that's really incredible.
This brain food.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just with brain food,
absolutely.
So we can get through this hard thing we call life.
And I wanna ask you, how has, because this podcast is really about a lot of building the community around us and understanding who's in the community around us. For you, what have you experienced in this local community and Arizona community? And, you know, tell us a little bit about your experience going through it as a business owner.
Oh my gosh. I don't know that I could have ever done this anywhere else in the world.
Exactly. That's what I love to hear. That's what I want to hear.
Like, I believe in God and I give a lot of the glory to him, but I truly believe that he has surrounded me with the most amazing people, and the stars have just been completely aligned for me.
Awesome.
Also because of the people that are here and the influence and the relationships that I've had with people, Matt Gottesman being kind of my number one, and Chelsea. I mean, they're just super connected and, you know, big influencers in the community. And then I just keep getting connected with amazing people. I'm like, these are true connections every day. And I know that, I don't know, there's just something about Phoenix that's
exactly,
you know, we're different than California. Yes. We're different because everybody there, you know, wants to be the best and be better at something to make money. But we are here in Arizona. We make relationships.
Yeah.
And everything is just solid that comes out of here. And I feel like we're all family.
Yeah. That's, I mean, honestly, it's getting harder and harder not to say this every episode, but it's like, it's a small, small world. And if I can say after 160 episodes that, like, literally there's not a time where it's like, we meet someone and it's like, oh, hey, you did a podcast with someone that I know, or I saw that thing that you guys did, or you guys are doing. And it's like, really, it's not us, it's them. It's really them and how powerful that they push themselves. And we just want to show that they're doing the things that they want to do, and they're really incredible individuals. That's all we're here for. We're here to say hi and really understand, like, let's be friends. And honestly, I love saying that after every episode, I always feel like we're closer, we're friends, we're somewhat, like, I'm not afraid to come to you if I need something. It's just really great because here in Phoenix, there's a different mentality. There's a different focus. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's not about getting better. It's about connecting, making sure that this place that
rising
we call home.
Together.
Yeah, rising together.
We all want to see each other rise
love
together.
Conquers all.
Exactly. I think it's a beautiful place too. It's like that the name is called Phoenix. Like, you rise out of the ashes together. It's this.
Oh my gosh, I just got goosebumps.
Yeah. It's a desert, really cool. But it's like so many things thriving here.
That's
and
so
it's just,
cool.
It's really incredible to hear that you have experienced that. And so I want to leave that off right there. This is the end of the podcast. But before we go, we have two sections that we have to cover. One being Brittany's Corner Question.
I know you talked a lot about mentality and entrepreneurs. You just have to understand, like, it is 90% mentality and 10% ability. But I want to tap into that ability. Is there anything that, like, as an entrepreneur listening, you can give them a secret sauce that you, like, live by? I don't want to give, like, too many examples because it might be one, like maybe a planner, or maybe that you have to have, you know, family dinner every night or every once a week. I don't know, but is there any, like, secret sauce to keep you sane as an entrepreneur, but it's also, like, keeps you going? That makes sense.
Wow, that's a deep question. Let me see. What keeps me going? I pray a lot.
Yeah,
that's good.
And I do definitely have a hard time finding work-life balance right now, but I love what I do and I love my life too. And so I incorporate the two together.
Yeah.
So I actually get to work a lot from my house, which is good and bad. I get really bored, but then I get really excited. I'm on my computer all the time, which I've kind of made that room like a family room. So when I got with mom, like, and so I guess, yeah, I don't really think that I don't have a secret sauce. I just take every day by day. I don't let fear guide any of my decisions. I let fear motivate me.
Yeah.
And I take it on, and I like to incorporate work-life balance. I actually, my kids, you know, they've helped me do a lot of the things like inputting emails and reaching out to people and liking things. And, you know, they've helped me make like PowerPoint presentations because I still don't know how to make them. Why can't my sons help me?
What a way to bring it all the way around.
And,
bring it right around.
And I have two older sisters that actually help me do all my CRM programs. I call them my True Connect volunteers, but
that's awesome.
They just like love it, love it, love it. And so I've just incorporated everybody in my life and integrated them into the business so that we
absolutely
all just
utilize the tools around you.
Yeah, don't,
yeah, that's what I would say.
Don't I know
and
it.
Don't ever underestimate anything that you surround yourself with, because there is opportunity in every corner that you look.
Oh, very cool. I like that. That's a really good one.
It's true.
Definitely. I'm still trying to find out the schedule thing. Like, I have, you know, Twilio where you have, like, the hit list and the do list. And then, like, but all these lists, I'm like, how do you keep all this organized? And I reach out to Chelsea and she says, I don't know either. I have post-it notes and lists and I still do the same thing.
Every person's different. It's just it's a matter of finding your flow.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's definitely something that we've kind of gotten used to is... because I do a lot of the editing and kind of the website and things like that. She does the newsletter, and but we have our, you know, set schedules. Like I post on Saturday, mm-hmm. she does the newsletter Friday. Like we have these things that kind of ingrained in us that was like, oh, I gotta edit. She's like, okay, edit, and I'll do this. And so it's kind of it's leaning on the people, surrounding yourself with great individuals, folk, you know, making sure that you take care of the things that you need to take care of. But at the same time, we have dinner together. We sit at the mm-hmm. dining room table. We make sure that we communicate how we feel. You know, we make sure that we go to bed happy. You know, a lot of the times it's those little things that kind of make up the best part of our day. I mean, I tell her every day, it's like, I miss her because I would rather work here from home, but it's not my 9-to-5. I, you know, whenever we walk away from this house.
You have, you know, two jobs too?
Yes, I have two jobs too. But it's like,
it's
the norm. It's
the norm. Everybody has two jobs.
But I literally tell her, it's like, I can't wait for the day where we get to work together from this household and make this something very just us.
Right. Yeah. So that's my secret sauce is if you are sitting around looking for the secret sauce or the perfect way to do something, there isn't one. Just go on
and do it.
And
get
what
messy.
Works best for you.
Yes.
It's messy. There's no secret sauce. Everybody likes to share how messy their sauce is because we all don't have a secret. There's no secret. There's no magic. It's just do it.
All right. Well, the last part of our section is this is your chance to plug your events and your website and all the social media. This is your last chance to let everyone know where they can find you.
Awesome. So you can find me at trueconnect.com. Connect with a K, trueconnect.com. And like I said, I own every social media account name with True Connect. Nothing is spelled crazy. And you can download the app for free. It is a free platform for clients and business providers, stylists, makeup artists, and barbers we currently have on the app.
Oh, nice.
And so the app is free. Download it and check it out in your app store.
Before we go, I have one last question because I am looking for a barber. Is there anyone that you think would be good for this thick head of hair up
okay.
here.
Okay, see, that's the old way you used to find a hairstylist. Because I could tell you who to go to, but you might not like them because they might not speak the same language as you.
Okay, I like it. I like it. See, this is a good plug. No, this is all part of it.
You pick all your preferences. Yeah.
Boom.
Yep.
What a way to pitch this idea. It's like, hey guys, I'm
looking. That is the whole bridge. It just pitches itself.
Exactly.
Like, everybody is just so accustomed to asking. Like, now you can actually go on and select your preferences, exactly what you want, and the algorithm takes the work out of finding
Boom.
It. And then you swipe through your matches and then find somebody that works for you.
I love it. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes our podcast episode. But before we go, you can find us at findingarizonapodcast.com. All our newsletter and episodes are available. Please go check it out because Brittany does work so hard for it. Thank you, Brittany. On top of which, you can find us and connect with us at Finding Arizona Podcast. We control all of our name, and you can find it under Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Last but not least, we do have an extra piece of content which we will take care of right after this. 50 questions that we're calling Fine Examination that can only be heard at patreon.com/findingarizonapodcast, and we are going to ask these two ladies what they like, what they don't like, and what they find So with that, we say goodnight to all of you listening, and we say goodbye to these two lovely ladies. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, guys. Bye.